If it was your toilet, would you be happy? Part 3. I often wonder when I visit other obvious cat homes, what on earth the owner was thinking when sometimes I have to step carefully between pieces of kitty litter spread out haphazardly across the floor of their laundry or their bathroom, and sometimes even a kitchen corner. It's so obvious to an outsider that the tray is far too small for their cat, because it's so evident in the mess that he leaves when he uses it. If I were a cat, I would like to stretch out and be able to turn around without hindrance. I would be very delicate in the covering up of my mess, and therefore I would enjoy a deep spread of kitty litter. Of course, I am not a cat, but these are things that go through my mind whenever I find myself having to provide someone other than myself with something of value. Like, for instance, when I am buying someone a present, I go to great pains to be on their side of the fence as to whether it's something suitable that they would use, and even with the accompanying card, is what is written on the card appropriate for the occasion, etc., etc. So with a kitty litter. I don't know about you, but have you ever been forced to use public conveniences on the side of the road? Honestly, we stopped alongside one once on one of our many rental relocation jobs, and you would need to be a heavy smoker to just step up and open the door of one. The smell was so overwhelming. Even when I was very young and stayed often with my grandparents, their outdoor long drop toilet never smelled like that. Now I am referring here to a kitty litter with a hood, or that is enclosed in some way simply to suit yourself because you don't want to clean up as often as maybe you should. There are many ridiculous designs out there nowadays that, to my way of thinking, do not even consider the needs of the cat, but rather the owner whose house it is going to grace. And this is the end of part 3.